Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzee. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We are featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that.
Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Hallelujah. It's May already. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. We are so excited about tonight and about this entire month. Amen. Just get yourself ready because it's going to be good. And I'm saying that by the Spirit of the true and living God. Amen. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you. We love you. We adore you. You are the Holy One. You are the glorious one. You are the true and living one. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. Hey, God. And so we thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord. We just say, Lord, move by your spirit. Have your way. Hallelujah. Move to suit yourself in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Touch each and every household that's represented here today. Lord God, just go in. And whatever's wrong, Lord, we ask you to make it right. And whatever's right, Lord, we ask you to take it, set it apart, dedicate it, and use it for you and for your glory. And we give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, like I said, I'm very excited. We have a guest speaker tonight, We just want to just talk about a few before we go to our guest speaker. Just to let you know, some of you know that last week we took a little rest time off. We needed to do that last week. Amen. Pastor Mom, most of you who know me know that my mom, my 88-year young mom, you know, is a pastor, the pastor of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And last week, she was in the hospital. But praise be to God, she only had to stay there for two nights. Hallelujah. And she came home. She came home last Thursday. And so there was so much to do. It was like, okay, we need to just, you know, focus on her and take care of what needed to be taken care of. And praise God, she's doing much better. She went in with bleeding. There's no more bleeding. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And then, hallelujah. So she's been home. She's getting stronger. And we just praise God for that strength that the Lord has placed in her. And she has a determination to continue on. Amen. Hallelujah. She's been exercising. Praise God. So we give God all the glory for that. And so you think about Pastor Mom, just lift her up in prayer. Amen. Amen. And I just wanted to kind of remind people as well about last month. In the past 2 months, we had pandemic lessons learned. Now, the way that we look at Get 'Em Radio is that we're like a reference place, a place where you can go and get all kinds of information and learn and get it from a Christian perspective. So last month we talked about pandemic lessons learned, and all of our broadcasts are archived. We have their, you know, podcasts. You can listen to them day or night. Amen. Whenever you have an opportunity. And the way you can do that is to simply Google Get 'Em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And then when you Google Get 'Em Radio, then you will see, you'll find the link for our Blog Talk Radio platform, and you're able to go and listen to any of our broadcasts. In fact, last month we celebrated 1,000. Hallelujah! 1,000 broadcasts. Glory to God. So, you know, when I look back and say, wow, is it really over 1,000 now? Yes, it is. And all was by the grace and the glory of God. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, for the glory of God. So now last month, we talked about the things that we learned during the pandemic, and that was how to buy groceries, how to order groceries and have them sent. You know, I mean, Jesus cared about whether we ate. He fed the multitude, now, didn't he? More than one time. And so then we talked about what about ordering your food from restaurants? You know, how to do that. A lot of people know how to do it, but a lot of people don't. So, and then giving some good tips on that as well. And then we spent 3 weeks talking about the latest big thing. And if you don't know anything about it, you can find out on Get 'Em Radio. We talked about cryptocurrency. So if you have some thoughts about cryptocurrency, we talked about it from a Christian perspective. And one of the things that stood out was that, number one, only get into cryptocurrency if you talk to the Lord first and he gives you the go on it. If he doesn't give you the go, stay away from it, okay? Because it's quite a roller coaster ride. But we also talked about that I believe it's part of a wealth transfer. The Lord had me to get involved in it, and Since just last month, what I've invested in, some of it has doubled in 1 month. So just, you know, go to the Lord, talk to him about it. And we found out that even some ministries are receiving cryptocurrency as donations. So it's very interesting. We've talked about it for 3 weeks, had three different guests on. And so go back and check that out. Amen. And then we talked about, hallelujah. Oh, we talked about having school from home, talked about that a little bit. And so it was just a really good time, and the Lord had his way. Praise God. Amen. So without any further ado, we're going to go on to our speaker. I hear some of you saying, well, where is she? Where is she? She's coming. Hold your horses. Yeah, I heard you. I heard you in the spirit. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Well, our guest speaker is a friend of mine. We met several years ago, and we just started hanging out. I mean, we don't hang out on a daily basis, especially now since, with the pandemic or anything. But, I mean, she is just, she's an on fire woman of God. We have ministered together, and we'll have some time to talk about the prison ministry, but not tonight, but we will get there. And, wow. We have had some some really good times in prison, and that sounds kind of weird, but yeah, we've had some awesome times in the prison ministering, and she has just in terms of prison ministry, she's been a great mentor to me because I learned a lot just being with her in the prison ministry. But let me just tell you some things about her. Praise God. She's the founder and CEO of Love Outreach Ministry Incorporated. It's a 501c3 not-for-profit organization now serving in 5 prisons in Missouri, as well as caring for the needy. She's the previous co-pastor of St. Martin House of Prayer Number 2 and the previous assistant pastor of Resurrected Life Church and pastor of Kingdom Way E-Church. Now she's an associate pastor at Peace Tabernacle Church under the leadership of Bishop Philip Brownlee, Sherelle Brownlee. She has an associate degree in accounting and a bachelor degree in theology. She's a member of the Pastoral Fellowship of St. Louis, a member of Resident Encounter Christ Prison Ministry that serves 14 prisons in Missouri with 3-day weekend retreats in prison, and a member of Kairos Prison Ministry that serves more than 340 prisons around the world with 4-day retreats inside the prison. Wow. Glory to God. So she has a lot to talk about as we go on this month. She'll be with us every Thursday this month. And even before she says a word, I want to tell you her Cash App. Praise God. We'll come back and say that. But she's such a blessing to the body of Christ that we know that you're going to want to seed into her. And so we want to give you the opportunity to seed into this awesome woman of God. Her Cash App is $ S as in Shirley Bird, B-Y-R-D, 17. So that is $, S is in Sam, B is in boy, Y is in yard, R is in rabbit, D is in David, 17. Okay, S bird 17 with the $ in front. And so without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to others my friend, Pastor Shirley Bird. Welcome, Pastor Shirley.
Good evening, Apostle Barbara. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, and you sound so chipper.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm so excited about this.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're glad to have you here, and I just know that God is going to bless through you. I keep saying that because I'm feeling this thing. Amen. So let's start off today with your favorite scripture or a scripture that the Lord has laid on your heart recently.
Oh, my favorite is Psalms 136. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. Actually, I like that whole book of Psalms 136, but the verse 1 is my favorite because God endures through everything, and his mercy endures, which means his love endures forever. And I'm telling you, the life I've had, God has he has shown me that he will be there with me no matter what.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, let's start off with a little bit about your family. And you can start anywhere you want to, and then we'll jump into some other things.
Okay. Well, I was previously married. I have 4 children, 3 girls and a boy, and they're all grown, and I have 11 grandchildren, and I just love them all so much. And it's just, I just spend a lot of time, you know, trying to make sure they're taken care of. And it's hard when you are doing so much ministry to do family stuff, but you have to schedule and put it in. And then I have my no days, so they know when I have my no days not to bother me. So, but everybody get their opportunity.
So what? How do you let them know you got a no day?
Well, actually, my daughter suggested, my oldest daughter suggested it. She said, because I'm so busy, I need to take time for myself. So I go through the calendar and just mark off. She tried to tell me to mark 3 days a week. I said, there is no way I can take 3 days a week to myself. I said, I tell you what, I'll mark off 1 day a week. So they know what days in the month are my no days. So that means on those days they cannot ask me to do anything because the answer is no. And I have a hard time saying no, you know. So I let them know which ones are my no days for that whole month.
Okay, that's good. Now, has that been working?
No, not really. I try to stick to it. It's really hard to stick to, but sometimes I basically try to stick to it. Mondays are usually my no days because it's coming off of a week, you know.
Right.
After Sunday, you want that break in between those weeks. So I had to make some days my no days, but it don't always work like that.
Okay. But you know what? You can always try, right?
Yes, yes.
Amen, amen. So, let's jump into your spirituality, because anyone who does what you do, you know, with the prison ministry and feeding the homeless, going out and just helping so many people, I mean, you have to know the Lord. You have to have a up close and personal relationship with him. So let's start off by talking about your salvation experience. What happened when you got saved?
Oh, wow. It took a lot before I got saved. Well, my parents were both pastors. So I was raised up with a foundation of Christianity. But, you know, when we get older, we want to venture out and see what the world got for us. Mm-hmm. And it just was not a great experience for me. I went through some stuff growing up. My uncle, he molested me from the age of 5. And dealing with that, it was like it did something to me. So he would threaten me and say he was going to kill my parents if I told. So I had nobody to talk to about it. Wow. And it would always happen when we went to my grandma's house. So I love my grandparents. I love going over there, but I didn't love when he was home or out of jail, you know, because I knew if I went to sleep, what was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Lord have mercy.
So this went on from the age of about 5 to 13. And at the age of 13, it stopped because he murdered my brother. So,
oh my God.
Being a young girl, and I couldn't tell anybody what he was doing. And my grandparents, they was afraid of him because he would send my grandma out the house and make me take a nap in the day sometimes. And he would threaten to kill her. So she was really afraid of him. So I really had to take on the responsibility of, like, being a I didn't know at the time that that's what I was doing. And I think that I kind of carried that with me through my life of protecting the less fortunate. My brother and my brother had a scholarship to go to college and play football. They wanted him to go pro, but my uncle was jealous of him, and they got into a fight, and he shot him with a shotgun and held him hostage in the house. And then him and the girl ran in the woods for about a week, and they finally caught him. So he got 20 years for that. So the reign of molestation stopped then because he was gone. And I think I just went on with life, and I never told my parents up until 2 years ago. I finally told my dad. And he just stared at me, and he was like, well, why didn't you say anything? I was afraid. And I know it's a lot of people out there that goes through this just today or have been through it. I wish I had to open my mouth, because sometimes I feel that if I had told, my brother might be alive today. I don't know. But I had to suppress a lot of stuff, and a lot of stuff I didn't remember. So after going through that and my brother being shot, and then my daughter ended up being shot by this guy, and all I had was me and my kids, you know. So when something happened to your child, that traumatizes you also, because you want to protect them also. So I met a guy, and everybody knows there's always a guy. And he was smoking weed and laced with marijuana, with cocaine. So I tried it, and it was like loosened me up, and it made me forget about some of the stuff. Actually, it suppressed it. So I ended up on drugs for 2 years. And people used to say, what are you doing out here? You don't look like you fit in. You don't look like you're supposed to be here. You need to go home. You need to quit doing it. I mean, these are people that were on drugs that was telling me this. And sometimes the Lord would talk to me also. And he was like, don't go this way or don't go that way. He was protecting me while I was in my mess. So finally I found out that my daughter was crying herself to sleep at night. She was grown, you know, and gone in her own home. So I figured I wasn't hurting anyone because I had no one else to take care of. They were going on with their life, and it was just me. But to find out that even though they're no longer in your home, they're still your babies, and they still love you and care about you. My daughters was crying themselves to sleep because I was doing drugs. So when I found that out, I asked my son-in-law, I said, well, take me to get help. I said, because I don't want my daughter hurting because of this. And we drove around all night long. Do you know it is hard for a person to find help when they want to quit doing drugs? I did not know it was that hard. It is difficult to get in a treatment place, especially if you don't have insurance. They will not accept you. So all these people on drugs, they stay out there because they have nowhere to go, no way to get help.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my case. So what I did was I went to the psych ward. My son-in-law said, well, you got to act like you're crazy or they're not going to take you. He said, sometimes you act crazy anyway. I was like, no, I'm not crazy. But I put on such a performance. I had an apple in my hand, and the apple was my best friend. And I'm telling you, you would have believed. It's funny now, but it wasn't funny then because I needed help.
Right.
And I wanted to quit. So I made that apple my best friend. You would have thought it was my baby. And they took me in. So after about 2 days, they said, there's nothing wrong with her. She just needs rehab. And that's how I got in rehab. They put me in a 30-day program, inpatient program. And I wasn't there for about 2 weeks. And God said, you coming up out of here.
Amen.
I wanted to know why I did drugs. Because I wanted to stop, but I wanted to know the reason that made me do drugs. So I found out I had suppressed a lot of stuff from what my uncle did and all the traumas in my life. I had suppressed that. I had learned to do maybe what they call an out-of-body experience. So I know how to remove myself when these things was happening.
Wow.
But all along, it just seemed like God was showing me, preparing me for what he had in store for me when I got older. So
amen.
I went in there, and then one night I was praying, and I said, God, I have a feeling I'm leaving here. He said to me, I said, God, if I'm leaving here tomorrow, then let me start packing up the room. And I packed up the whole room, and the next morning my counselor said, well, you're going to recovery house. And I left the next day. So that's when I knew that there was the voice of God that had been guiding me all through this process. Yes. So I was like, wow, God is real. And he does, like my scripture said, his mercy endures forever. He loved me that much that he guided me through all the storms in my life. So he told me, he said, I want you to go into the harvest and save my people. And I'm like, what, me? Little old me, I can't do nothing. But I had those experiences to be able to help others that were going through and to understand what they were going through and some reason why they was going through it. Everybody is not on drugs because they just love getting high. That's not the case. It be things that happen to them that they can't deal with, and they use the drug to try to suppress it or cover it up, but it don't work. It don't cover it up because once you come down off that high, it's still there. It's a void missing in your life. And the only thing that can fill that void is God. And I found that out. So, so it allowed me to go on and just, I already knew God, but it made me want to know him more.
Yeah.
So when I got out of there, I started back going to church and started back getting deeper in the Lord, and I wanted to know more about him. So that's why I went to school. It's like when you're in love with someone, you want to know everything about them. And I come to the Lord, and I wanted to know everything. I didn't go to school for theology just to get a degree. That paper didn't matter to me. I went to learn more about God and to learn more about Jesus. And I'm telling you, it was wonderful. One, I went for 5 years, 2 years in associate in theology, 2 years at bachelor's, and 1 year in my master's. After my first year in my master, I was like, okay, I need to get in the vineyard and really do, because God told me to then focus on prison ministry. And I was visiting with another ministry. And he said, you keep going with other ministries, and I told you to start a ministry. But we'll talk about that tomorrow, though.
Okay, right.
next Thursday. Amen.
But let's stop here for a moment because, you know, what you went through is, you know, as you were talking, I thought about, you know, the scripture that says that God works all things together for good to those who love him and who are called, you know, according to his purpose and his plan. And even though you didn't know you were called back then at 5 years old and going through this until you were 13, but all of this is being worked together for good. And so what I want you to do is to pray for those who are going through things like that. I mean, that's a lot to go through, you know, being molested all those years, your brother being killed by your uncle and all of that. So I want you to pray for somebody who's going through something and maybe they're starting to look at drugs and going in that direction. So just, you know, if the Lord has you to say some words first, but then go into prayer for them, okay?
I know that today is running more rapid than people are talking about it more today than they were back then. I'm 58 years old, so that was a long time ago. So those of you that are keeping quiet, those of you that have been through it and not giving your testimony or telling people, hey, I went through this too, it's time to open up your mouth because people are hurting. They are going through. And drugs is not where it's at. I'm telling you. There are even men that have been molested and went through. And it's nothing to be ashamed of it because it wasn't our fault. We didn't do anything to be put in that predicament. But we are the ones that have the voices to stop it today. We are the one that have the voice to tell people that it wasn't my fault, but God brought me through it because God did bring us through it. So I'm just going to pray right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for bringing us here today just to discuss this topic, Father God, of molestation in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, I ask that you heal the broken pieces, Father God, of those that have went through child molestation, Father God, that you heal the ones that are going through right now in the name of Jesus, and let them tell somebody so they can be helped, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. There's nothing to be ashamed of, Father God. Father God, I just ask that you touch their heart, Father God, and let them know that it's okay, that you got them, that you love them, and you will protect them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, the men that have went through, Father God, let them come forth so other men can see that they're not the only one. Sometimes people think that they're the only one in this situation, but that's not so. There is so much help now than there were then, Father God. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you not let them go to drugs, not let them lose their mind, because some lost their mind, Father God, by going through that. Some are in mental hospitals today, Father God, for going through being molested, Father God. It broke them. It changed them, Father God. Some may turn to the same sex people, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that's not what you ordained for us, Father God. Lord, I just ask you to come in and heal our people from this molestation, Father God, that they don't turn to the drugs, Father God, because you will lose everything turning to drugs. But if you look to the Lord from which cometh your help, all your help comes from the Lord, and he will heal you, and he will keep you in perfect peace, and he will have a testimony for you to help somebody else that's going through. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. And hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Somebody needed to hear, if it's not tonight, somebody needs to hear that in the future. So we thank God for that prayer. Praise God. Praise God. So now, you said that you grew up in the church, mother, father, pastor. So, you know, said that they've been saved all their life, but there's a point in time when salvation comes. Amen. So what point in time was that for you?
For which one? I didn't hear you.
When you got saved, and then you can go into, I'm sure you got water baptized.
Oh, yeah. I was baptized when I was 13. And I got rebaptized around 2006. I went to rehab 2005. 2006, I got rebaptized because I now understood what it meant. Even though we get baptized at a younger age, we don't know what it means. We ask questions. Can I eat this? Can I go here? Can I say this? We had so many questions. But because of what I went through, I knew what it meant. It meant everything that I have done, everything I went through had been washed away. I was renewed. I was cleansed. And I was a new creation in Christ. I wanted to get baptized so I can start all over. And I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost came down on me that day I got baptized. And it's like, oh, it's like being reborn. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. Yes, Lord. And
amen.
So I just began to, after that, I just began to pour things. You know, whatever you feed your spirit, that's what you become. I began to feed my spirit with the word. I start going to Bible study. I start going to church. You know, every time the doors was open, I was there, you know. We had to go to different meetings, but the meetings, the NA meetings, they didn't do it for me because there were so many people that wasn't trying to get clean or trying to get healed. So pretty much it was a distraction. So I said the best thing for me was to go to church. I needed God all day, every day. I didn't need anybody trying to pull me. They tell you don't get into relationships. There was this guy that was trying to get me into a relationship with him, but he was going to church and everything, and we was making up songs, Christian songs, and we were singing them in church, and that was wonderful. And I came to find out that every Sunday when we left church, this guy was going, getting high.
Oh, wow.
And that kind of did something to me, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm too trusting. And I was, because I was naive to what people would do. I wouldn't think that somebody would be at church and still going to get high. So I was naive on that point, because some people are doing that. And I just didn't want it to be me. So I had to separate myself from him and get deeper into church. So I would volunteer with a lot of ministries. I would volunteer with this one ministry, churches on the street, and they would go downtown and they would feed the homeless on Thursdays and Mondays. Mondays and Thursdays. Oh, my God, I love it so much. And then I met this lady. She was going into the prison. I said, well, I always wanted to go to prison. She said, you always wanted to go to prison? I said, no, I want to go into the prison to minister with people. Because when I was growing up, they would always say, ooh, stay away from this guy. He been to prison. Stay away from this person. They been to jail. And having pastor as parents, you supposed to forgive people. And So that wasn't very forgiving. I was like, and I was so young, I was like, what is prison, a disease? And they was like, no, they messed up. They went to prison. And now they out. So, but you got to stay away from them. I said, but we're supposed to be a forgiving people. If God forgive us, why we can't forgive them? So I said, when I grow up, I'm going to go to prison. So, and when this lady came, she, but I was talking about ministering, so they always made fun of me. That's why I said it like that. They always made fun of me. You don't want to go to prison. No, I want to go to prison to teach them about God and teach them about forgiveness and stuff like that. So when I met the lady, and she said, well, you're going to the prison with me, and you're going to speak in front of 130 women. I said, what? I said, no. She said, yes, so be prepared. And I went to the prison with her, and it was like God said, this is your home. This is where I want you to be. And it was just so wonderful. I mean, they have to wait a whole month, not get in trouble, to go to church.
Hold on a second. You're going into next week, so we're gonna save that for next week. Amen. And I want to get there because
you know it's so hard. It's so hard. But yeah, you're right. That's next week, next Thursday. Tune in next Thursday, and you'll hear all about
next
that.
Right. Yeah. And we want to talk about that because I went in with you after you had been in for a while. Amen. A great time. I mean, it's a great time in the prison. Seriously.
Yes.
It's like a party up in there.
Yes, Lord.
Okay. Let's talk about when you got filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Oh, my God. I went to visit this church, and I called this church my filling station. So... I was transitioning from this one church, and it you know, when it's too much corruption going on, you know, God said, okay, leave. So it was an Easter, Resurrection Sunday, and I went to visit my friend's church, and she was like, come over and visit our church for Resurrection Sunday. I was like, okay, I always go to my church. And so I had went, and the preacher preached Lot and his wife. He said, run and don't look back. And I was like, on a Resurrection Sunday? Usually they teach you how Jesus rose out the grave. And I was like, that message is for me, because I had consecrated myself for a month, and God was ministering to me about some things that was going on at that church. And so I went, and he was like, run and don't look back. He said, run and don't look back. And he looked at me, he said, you're going to turn into a pillar of salt. And I said, and I began to shake, and I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
And I had been praying to God for directions on what to do. And believe me, I didn't go back to that church. Mm. I went So I was between churches. So my friend had told me about this other church that she had went to, and she said, and the Holy Spirit is in there, and God is just so great. So I went to visit this church, and the Holy Spirit came down on me. I was shouting, and I just started talking, but the words that was coming out of my mouth wasn't in English. No matter how hard I tried to speak English, it came out in tongues. And I was just praising God, and I was like, what in the world is this? It just came, and I think it went on and on. I don't know how long, but I ended up straining the floor. And so I would always go visit that church when life would get to a point where, like, okay, I would go, doing all this outreach ministry. And, sometimes you get weighed down on you, you get tired. I was like, I need to go to the filling station so I can dump out all them spirits and get new energy, get some gas, So I started calling that church the filling station. And every time I went, God would tell me something new to do or something else to do, But
hallelujah.
I did not join that church. It was some hindrance because they didn't accept women in the pulpit. So I didn't want to be a part of the church that you wasn't free to do whatever God called you to do. So I love going there to worship, but that's what's the only thing. I could feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit there. I don't have nothing against churches that don't allow women in the pulpit, but it's just not for me. It's for some people, but it's not for me. So I don't want to offend anybody with that. I'm just saying for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
So, and so after that, one of the members of the church I used to belong to, she called me and she said, well, God told me to start a church. And she said, well, I can't do it by myself. So I asked him, who could I get to help with the church? And he told me you. So I'm like, wow. I said, okay, well, let me pray about it and see what God said. And so I did, and that's how that happened. But ever since I went to the filling station, the Lord has been allowing me to speak in tongue and having the Spirit of the Holy Ghost.
that was some kind of filling station. Amen.
For many years I visited there. Yeah.
Yeah, is the church still around?
Yes, it's called Restoration Church on Chambers. It was Bishop Strong, but he's gone on to be with Glory now. But he told me, he said, you know what, you remind me of me. He said, you don't have to join my church, just keep on coming. And that's what I did. He said, you go out and you seek those souls, because I would bring people in, because at that time I didn't belong to a church. So when I would meet people in outreach and they want to go to church, I would take them there. And there was always a message for them. And they would always thank me for taking them there. And they say they needed that. So I guess that was their filling station too.
Well, praise God for the filling station. Amen. Amen. Now, you know what I wanted to ask you? If I go back to what you said before, I was trying to think about God calling you into the ministry. So if I recall, that's what he really did that when you were after school, after you finished your schooling. How do you see him calling you into the ministry?
Well, I was a minister before I went to school. I was licensed and ordained way before I went to school for theology. even when I first, in 2006, after I got baptized, I was, they made me a missionary. And so
okay.
I always knew that God was calling me to minister to people, but I was running, and I ran a lot, even though
okay.
he would show me signs of what he wanted me to do. I ran, and I was like, nope, that's not me. I'm not going to do that. I'm not living right enough to be in that position, because I would witness mm-hmm. people that would get up there and they would preach, and then outside the church, they cursing their kids out or saying, you know, I said, Lord, no, I want to be right when I accept what you calling me to do. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be a hypocrite. So many ministers mm-hmm. I saw acting one way in the church and another way outside the church.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to be that person.
Right.
So I ran. I say, until I get my life right, I'm not gonna be up there calling myself ministering. So I had a dream. And I was standing under a tree on Highway 70. I remember it plain as day. I was on Highway 70 before you get off at West Royce and coming from the airport. I was talking to someone, and we were standing under the tree. It's right there between Shreve and West Royce, and there's a big tree there. And that person was coming after me, and they were talking to me and talking to me. Now, I'm telling you, I used to have a mouth on me where I wouldn't let nobody disrespect me or anything. And I would never let a person talk to me the way that person was talking to me. And I was like, then all of a sudden I got light, and it just felt like I was floating. And I seen Satan sitting on that person's shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know what? That's not even you. I said, that's Satan going through you to get at me. And to stop me from doing what God is telling me to do. And I was like, oh, and I just kept on talking to the person. And the more I talked to that person, the lighter I got. And the more I was lifted up. And I began to tell them what God wanted for them and what God wanted them to do. And don't let the devil use them. And I woke up. And that's when God said, now go into the harvest and save my people. And I was like, oh, my God.
Wow.
So at the time, I had a boyfriend. And there is no way I was going to minister with a boyfriend. So I went and I told him, I said, look, we got to break up. In order for me to do what God is telling me to do, I can't be with you. In order to accept this, I got to break up with you. And he was like, okay, if that's what you have to do. So he cried and I cried. And we split. And so at the time, I was a missionary. And for 5 more years, I stayed a missionary. And I was, even though people would tell me, well, you know God called you to minister. I was like, okay. Yeah, okay. I know what he was calling me to do. But I didn't feel I was worthy to step into it. Society
mm-hmm.
don't make it easy for a woman to minister, and they will beat you down and contradict what you know God is already telling you to do. So that hindered me a lot also. But it got to a point where I called my bishop and I said, God has been talking to me, and I can't run anymore. I have to accept what he's telling me to do. And I told him, I said, he wants me to minister. And he was like, I knew it. We was just waiting on you to accept it. And I was like, so he was like, we had evening, we always had morning, evening service. And he said, well, when we get to church, we're going to announce it, that you're going to go into the ministry program. And I was like, okay. But see, I was being naive to think that I had to get myself together instead of to come into God as I was.
Yeah.
Because my parents had taught me, you know, how to be in ministry and what we're not supposed to do. So I went on that. But in order for me to fully get myself to God, I figured that I had to wait until I was perfect. We know there is no perfect person.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I made the mistake. Instead of being obedient, I had to make myself perfect before I could accept it. So I got to church that evening, and he said, Missionary Shirley had have an announcement to make. And I was like, I was shaking. I was like, oh, my God. And I stood up, and I just began to cry. And it's like every tear in my body just began to flow, and I couldn't even talk. And it's like, okay, when I was finally able to speak, I said, God has called me to minister, and today, Lord, I accept it. And I boo-hooed so much. And it felt like a relief. Like, you know, you're holding your breath for so many years and you can finally breathe. That's what it felt like.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. But, I mean, you know what? You were taking it seriously. You didn't take it lightly, you know, and that's a beautiful thing that you didn't take it lightly that he had called you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for sharing. Now we're about at time where we're going to open up the line and let others be able to, you can, if you have any comments for this wonderful woman, God, you can make some comments. Have questions, you can feel free to ask questions. If you have prayer requests, we'll pray with you. We'll have her to pray with you. And if you'd like a word from the Lord, amen, hallelujah. If she has a word, she'll give it. If I have a word, I'll give it. Amen. So you can even ask, you know, for a word from the Lord. So if you press your number one key, which people are starting to do already, you press the number one on your phone, and then a light comes on so that I can see that light come on, and then I can know that you want to have your line opened. Amen. So press your number one key. Amen. So we just to kind of recap, we've had just a wonderful time just listening to this awesome testimony today. And we have a better idea of, as we go into the rest of this month, we'll have a better idea of knowing how she could do all of the things that she's doing. You know, she has a relationship with the Lord. She's been through something with the Lord. The Lord's delivered her through something. Amen. And caused her to be, I'll say, ready to obey. Amen. To obey and to walk out the ministry that he has given to her. So press your number one key at any time. We'll get to you tonight. Praise God. We do have some time here. And just don't be shy. There's no big eyes or little U's. Someone told me once everybody has so many titles, because when we start talking to people, you'll hear ministers. Well, you'll hear pastor. You'll hear evangelist or something like that. But we're all God's children. Amen. So don't let that get to you or stop you from saying something that needs to be said. So go ahead and press your number one key. Let the Lord lead you. Amen. So first, we always start off with my mother, Pastor Mom. Amen. And we want to hear some comments that you know, any comments that she has to make. And get yourself ready, Pastor Shirley, because I want you to pray for my mama. Amen.
Okay.
So we're going to open the line for Pastor Mom. Welcome, Pastor Mom.
Thank you very much. I get it all for preaching tonight. And I thank Sister Taylor did a good job talking about the Christian part. And I'm glad she turned to the one. And I praise God for her. Thank you, Lord, for being a good pastor. And I love you very much.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're gonna have her to pray for you now.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Pastor Kathy, if I finish it, Apostle.
Okay. We'll get you, Pastor Catherine.
All right.
Okay. Go ahead, Pastor.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you touch Pastor Mom right now, Lord, from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, every extension of her body, Father God. You have brought her this far with all the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of your will and your way, Father God, and you yet have work for her to do in the vineyard, Father God, to continue to bring in soul and to teach others about you, Father God. Father God, I ask that you heal her body right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Touch every area of her body that is wrecking with pain, Father God, and ease that pain, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you have a mass healing all around her feet, around her legs, Father God. Let the bleeding never come back no more. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we magnify you, Lord, for being good and for instilling in her your word, your will, and your way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, Pastor Catherine is in the room with Pastor Mon. So welcome,
Pastor
Catherine. Hi, Pastor
Catherine.
Well, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you so much, Apostle, for having Pastor Shirley on. I think this is something that people need to really hear. Her testimony mm-hmm. was something that people really need to hear. I'm so glad, Pastor Shirley, that you told your story. That's mm-hmm. a blessing. And, you know, I am always concerned about little children now, and then some people might even be grown because they're still ashamed because it was their mama that abused them. It was their daddy that abused them. And they're so embarrassed that they don't want to tell anybody. But I believe that once you heal, when you heal, you can be able to tell others. And don't be ashamed to even do that. Because somebody needs to hear the story, there's your story, like they heard Pastor Shirley's story tonight.
Amen.
But I just want to tell you, thank you so much. And I have a few more here, just one moment. And I want to also thank you, Pastor Shirley, for saying tonight, the filling station service that you talked about in church,
uh-huh.
that was good. But anyway, what I appreciate you talking about that church, you said that church was not for you
mm-hmm.
because you didn't want to offend others. I think that was good because a lot of people, when they go into churches like that, they want to talk about that church. But we are the mm-hmm. body of God, and we got to stay together. And I thought that was just so, that was so pleasant, that was so anointing that you said, I don't want to offend others because it was still a good church. So thank you for saying that. And then the last thing I want to say, I was so encouraged with you saying that you don't have to be a perfect person to start a ministry because
mm-hmm.
I think that's what's holding so many people back because they think they're supposed to be perfect. I remember my husband was drinking when he got into the ministry, and I would be so embarrassed because I know he said he had been called into the ministry, but he was still drinking. And you could smell his breath, and I'd be so embarrassed when we would go to church, and I could still smell the liquor. I know other people smelled it too, but I would be embarrassed. I would be embarrassed. But I tell you, God showed me. He said he's not a perfect person. I mean, that was later in the years. But anyway, no, you don't have to be perfect. So I just want to say thank you so much for sharing tonight, May God bless you, and may he continue to use you for his glory here. And I do miss seeing all of you, even from the Healing District. Every now and then we would all kind of get together. But I just miss all of you. But God bless you, and may he use you once again. Love you.
Love you, too. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Thank you so much.
Love you, too. And Pastor Catherine, you got to tell, you know, at least the rest of that story. He didn't stay an alcoholic.
Right. Oh, he did. My daughter and I was talking the other night, and she said, "Mom, Dad did not. He drank, but he was not the same person that he was when you first married. He was a different person. He was totally delivered."
Yes.
And I best believe once you begin to start and doing what God telling you to do, I don't care what's in your life, whatever God telling you to you do, you take care of his business and he's going to take care of yours.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
So whatever you're in, he's going to he will deliver you. If you go on out and step out like Pastor Charlie did, hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Amen. Because I just had to hear the rest of that story, because I'm telling you, God used him in an awesome way. He was such a visionary.
Amen.
And before he went home to be with the Lord, I mean, there are still things that he said and he did that God gave him to say and do that we're still discovering, you know, after years of him going home and being with the Lord. So we praise God for him. Amen. God works all things together for good. Glory to God. Okay, we have scare number one, Key. We're going to get to you, so just kind of hang out with us. Amen. Minister Rachel, this is my goddaughter, Minister Rachel from New Jersey. Welcome, Minister
Hi
Rachel.
To everyone. I hope you can
Hello.
Hear me well.
Yes.
Hi, woman of God. I'm so glad you were bold to share what God brought you through. And I just wanted to hear, I just kept hearing that song saying, my God, my mom used to say, look what the Lord has done. And I'm also in your life, how you made a good unfolding in your life, and still he's turning the page and going to do another chapter in your life for his glory, because he's the author and finisher of your faith. And so I'm so glad that you weren't afraid to share it. I know that took good courage to share with others so that others will be healed. They're like, okay, God brought her through that. He has a plan for me. And they shouldn't look at, because I know a lot of people will say because of the bad things in their life, they begin to blame God, but don't blame him. He will strengthen you through everything. And Romans 8:28 is very, very relevant because we love him. And what my godmom was saying, for you know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And you're called, and that's why he kept his hand upon you, upon your life, and covered you, even through all your fears that you went through, and healed you from all those traumas and stuff like that, so that you can be alive this day to let others know that he is Lord, and he is awesome, and he is holy, and he will bring you through, and he will see you through, and they don't need to go to the drinking, go to the bottom. And something becomes, it's other types of addiction, like pornography and other, you know, sexual addiction, things like that. But God will heal them through all of that, and they don't have to go all of that to the cross. So they don't have to go there. And it's good that you're sharing and helping and healing others. And hi to everybody else on the line. May God strengthen all of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel. Hallelujah.
Apostle Barbara, she said the song,
yes.
Look What the Lord Has Done. One of the songs that God gave me when I went in the church, it was Look Where He Brought Me From. So
I like that one too.
That's the song he gave me, and that would be my go-to song whenever I was feeling down or anything, or feeling like the enemy was coming after me. Then, and so I would sing that song, Look Where He Brought Me From. to remind me that God was still there with me.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing that. Wow. Look what he brought me from. Where he brought me.
Amen.
A
mind healing in the soul.
Yes.
Now,
thank you
before
so much.
I'm going to ask you, Pastor Shirley, if you don't have anything, that's fine. But do you have a word for Minister Rachel? A word from the Lord?
I just want to encourage her. God want her to be encouraged in what she's doing because he gave you a ministry to step out into and you have been lagging. I don't know if it's fear or something is holding you back from stepping fully into the ministry he has given you. But he wants you to go ahead. No matter what anyone say or whoever is against you doing it, you got to be obedient and do what God says. So he wants you to go ahead and go forth in that business and in that ministry that he has given you.
Oof.
Thank you.
Breathe. It's okay. Take a breath. Take a breath. Amen. Amen. Well, go on, get your instructions from him. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to open a line now for Pastor Price. Anyone else, even if you just came on the line, even if you didn't hear anything that she said, if, you know, you want a word from the Lord, you have a prayer request, you want to hear a word from the Lord, press your number one key. Amen. Pastor Price, we're opening up your line.
God bless you, Apostle Kizzy, and also Pastor Shirley, Pastor Mom, to all of the precious saints that are on the line and even those who are listening in the future, especially in the year 2055. Glory to God. You know what? I like that, Apostle. We know that if Jesus tarries to come, then he will listen to this later on. Pastor Shirley, I'm telling you, this your ministry tonight just really was absolutely refreshing. It was just such a wonderful blessing to hear it was just like being on a special journey with you from the beginning of your testimony all the way through each part and of your walk in the Lord and what God did, and just God just absolutely refreshing. And while you were speaking, and as a result of your speaking, it's a beginning. Usually it's just been my books that the Lord is doing, and he's having me revamp them right now. He gave me a publishing company called ABC Publishing House, and the Lord has given me several books to write, and right now we're revamping those books right now. One of the things that I don't know if the Lord has already begun to minister to you in your heart about writing your book. I already see, I already know what the title is. Look where he brought me from. Look where he brought me from. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I don't know if he's been leading and touching you about writing your book, but it's so touching. Your testimony with so many twists and turns, but it's so awesome that it just ministers to the hearts of those who may not ever tell their stories. I wasn't 3 years old, but can remember it like yesterday when one of my uncles molested me and then threatened to kill those around me. And I waited until he died before I would say anything to my mom about it and to my family. And so there are things that happen in people's lives, and yours has been just a phenomenal life. It's a life that even while you were speaking, sometimes made me want to cry as I listened to you and the things that you went through. And then all of the twists and turns, but every part of it, I know Gladys Knight has a song that she sings. It's called The Making of You, The Making of You. So Pastor Shirley, I don't know if you've written or your book already, that book called Look Where He Brought Me From, or if you're contemplating or if the Holy Spirit is drawing you to write that book, But I pray that God will let that book flow through you, because I believe that just as we listen tonight, and I was riveted to the phone tonight, no sleepiness. Sometimes it was something, I get sleepy, you know, sometimes when people are there, I get kind of sleepy a little bit. And when you're at home now, you can lay in your bed and listen. You know, you can really go off to sleep during that time. But this time it was just totally riveting. I mean, totally, just totally awesome and refreshing and just a blessing from the Lord. So I thank God for you. And I just ask a question. Has the Lord been leading you about writing your book, or have you already written it?
He told me a long time ago to write my book. And I keep procrastinating. I tried to sit down, and I was getting too emotional trying to write it. And I even bought the journals to write in, but I just have not sat down to do it. My bishop told me one day, he said, just start writing. Whatever comes out of you, just start writing it. So y'all pray for me that I be obedient and start writing. So it was just confirmation on what he had already told me to do, because it's so much more to my story that people have never heard. And he told me I needed to put it in a book. So,
well,
and there's
a
lot of other people that I would talk to, and they would say, you need to put that in a book, you know.
Well, I'm going to lift you up right now. Father God, we just thank you and praise you. I thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Shirley. Thank you for this refreshing testimony tonight, Lord God. And I thank you tonight, Lord God, that your grace is sufficient for her. Lord God, your grace. Your special ability, precious Holy Spirit, I just pray, Lord, just as you work with me on a daily basis to get these books out, Lord God, and to continue to write on the books that you placed in my heart, Father God, I pray, precious Holy Spirit, that you would give the grace. For you are, precious Holy Spirit, the Spirit of grace. You're that Spirit of every earthly blessing, favor, but special ability for what you call us to do. And you said that the men of God who wrote the Bible, they were moved by you, precious Holy Spirit. So we ask. Ask this day that you would begin to move, Lord God, upon Pastor Shirley, Lord God, to begin to write down the details. You brought it to such a time as this, Father God, on those no days, Lord God, when she's at that no time, when she's still with you, Lord God. May she take up, even if it's only once a week, to begin to take up that pen and take up that paper, or use the computer, whatever it is, or even to talk into it. Just to, now they have it where you can even talk into things that will just coming back and put it on write it out for you. So, Lord, I just thank you and praise you. I know she has a story to tell. Oh, a wonderful, awesome story of her life, Lord God, the ins and the outs, the ups and the downs, and even the parts she did not share today. So I'm asking you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, Father God, that you would just touch her on a daily basis. And we lift her up as Aaron and her held up the arms of Moses. We hold up this precious woman of God to you, Lord God, and pray, Father God, even now for your grace, for your grace is sufficient for her. And I thank you, Lord God, for her. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Thank you so much.
Amen. And I did not say that Pastor Price is my sister in the natural, as well as Pastor Catherine is my sister. And Pastor Price is the one that the Lord used to birth me into the things of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the story for another time. But amen. Just wanted to let you know who was just praying for you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
Amen. So you've met Pastor Catherine already, but you haven't.
Oh,
you know,
yes. I just met her. Yes.
Amen. You know, my family's full of pastors. Praise God. My brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Pastor Price. Praise God.
God bless. All right. Love you all.
Amen.
You too.
Love you too. All right. And Pastor Price is calling from Memphis. Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I see a phone number. I don't quite know this phone number, but I may. I don't know. Area code 636. We're going to open up your line. Area code 636. 336.
Lord.
Amen. Welcome.
It's Co-Pastor Rita Triplett. Glory to God. I've been just listening. Hallelujah. and so encouraged by her testimony. A lot of it is part of my life story. And I just was so encouraged by it. She was saying that, you know, we run from God. We run from God. I know I used to constantly say I never, ever, 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 ever want to be a pastor's wife, ever. And, you know, you run and you run and you run for a long time. And God puts you in a place and position in a strange way. And, you know, I knew there was a call on my life. But, again, coming up in that generation where women don't dare stand before men or the people. And then as a child being told, you know, we as women are nothing without a man. Like, we could never be successful without a man. So it was just a total blessing to hear that we don't have to be perfect, because we're not, and God knew we weren't. And as far as procrastinating on a book, God, years ago when I think David E. Taylor first came to town to St. Louis many, many years ago, and I had a manuscript I had been writing and writing, and in all of our moving and everything that we're doing and gone through, you know, with our parents, I lost it. So, and I, in fact, haven't been able to get back to doing that. And glory to God with I'm telling you, Word of Faith Church is my family, my real family. I'm telling you, when my since 1991, I moved here from California in 1990, and I came to Word of Faith Church. And the Coleman family have been family and a blessing. And I terribly missed Pastor Bill William Coleman, because he was so profound and deep, just deep, ahead of his time, because he was always praying, always reading the Word. We got tons of books and prayers and papers and lessons that I cherish. I have notebooks full of them. And I just praise and thank God for the whole family. Apostle Kizzy, I met her at a convention, I think, a conference, and I've been knowing Pastor Mom, used to go out with them to Our Lady of the Snows, and went to a women's prayer breakfast there, and that was the first time that the Lord, I was supposed to speak and say something, you know, and Pastor Catherine called me and said, that was you. The Lord told you to say something. Somebody needed that word. You know, again, fear, and just always being told that we as women don't do that. You know, we just don't. And so I praise and thank God for the encouragement. Continue. We're new. Me and my husband are new. We got ordained in 2018 as pastors, sort of the Spirit Ministry. And then the pandemic hit, and then Pastor overcame cancer in 2019. So we've had a lot that we've gone through, but we're still standing. And I just can relate so much that people were so against our marriage because of the age difference and because he wasn't spiritually where he should be at. And I know that now, that he has surpassed all of that. If we just get us out the way, and people that saw that, you know, whatever it was, should have been just praying. The mature Christian is to pray for those who are not all that they think they should be, but God's hand was on him and on his life. So, you know, I know how she feel when she felt ashamed, because people put our marriage down for so long, and we have been married since 1999, and so we're going on 20-something years, you know, already, coming up June, 25. So God is able to turn a situation around. And, I mean, he has just surpassed me in leaps and bounds. I just, it's a blessing. They pray for us. Just pray. I've been on a lot of attacks in my body, I lost my son to cancer, and that's been taking its toll, especially around Mother's Day. So, you know, but God is good, and I was really, really encouraged to hear you, you know, boldly say, you know, the things that you did. A lot of our battles are within our family and our home, and my mom was a single mother with four of us, and after 18 years of marriage, and I had to put an axe to the root of that pattern that, you know, attack generational curse, because my first marriage was 18 years, and then he ran off with someone else. And so with this marriage, you know, I married a man who saved, and we're both saved and love the Lord. We love Jesus, and we're asking God to send us the right people with the right heart, the right motive to help us get this thing off the ground. I'm talking the simple basics as far as website getting set up and things of that nature, you know, just starting at the bare beginning, because of COVID knocked everything out that what we were doing, the place we were teaching at Homer G. Phillips. Well, the pandemic shut all that down. They weren't letting anyone in or out. And I still don't know if they reopen, but, you know, just keep us in prayer. We're just grateful to God. He is growing us and teaching us, and just love everyone. I love Helen Price. I love Apostle Kizzy. She's such an encouragement, and she's always so happy and upbeat. And I remember Pastor Mom just being in her home even and going to Our Lady of the Snows. And Catherine Cole is such a role model for marriage. She used to get on me and Pam about our attitudes and, you know, fussing about our husbands, what they're not doing and this and that, even before my husband was my husband. It was like so many things that people were saying derogatory. So it was just... This was very refreshing, and I thank God for you. So just keep me lifted up in prayer, me and Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor Rita. We're going to have Pastor Shirley for you. Praise God. Thank you.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray over Pastor Rita Triplett and her husband, Father God, and her entire family, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we come against sickness and disease. We come against the cancer, Father God. Not just the cancer in the body, but the cancer of the tongue of the people that are putting their mouths on them, the attack of the enemy. All that is just a cancer because it eat up what you have planned for them in their life, Father God. We ask that you just uplift them right now and guide them on the path you will have them go and opening up your house so that people may come and be healed in the name of Jesus. There are a lot of people that are going through my same situation I went through, Father God, and they need a place to go and worship, Father God. So allow your people to stand in the gap for them, Father God. In the name of Jesus, those that are willing, Father God, those that care about people, those that are trying to bring your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you lift up the triplets, that they may be the people that you have called in this day to stand for our people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Pastor Triplett, there will always be people that talk against you, and they're jealous because they know they're not doing what they're supposed to do in God. But you cannot listen to man no more, because man will never uplift you in the things of the Lord. When you find those people that uplift you and encourage you in the Lord, then those are the ones that God is sending to you to help you with your church. At my church, at Peace Tabernacle, we uplift each other. We encourage each other. And I have never been at a church, in all the churches I have belonged to, I've never been at a church that loves on you the way our church do. So I'm telling you, it is possible. It is possible, and God will send you the people that you need for your church. Because in this season, in this pandemic, people need a church. When it says every knee shall bow and every tongue confess Jesus is Lord, this is the season for that. And they're going to need somewhere to go in order to bow, somebody to direct them in what they need to do in the Lord in order to have salvation. And that's you and your husband. So you stay lifted up and you stay encouraged, and don't let man tear you down and put their foot on your neck. You go boldly before the throne of grace for everybody that come your way, and God will send you the people that he wants you to have. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. I prayed and prophesied. Lord have mercy.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Now, we have Reverend Treva from California, and she's been holding for a little while now. So we're going to open the line for her, and we should have some time left. And we're going to go back, circle back to Pastor Price and let you pray for her. But let's go to Reverend Treva first.
God
welcome, Reverend
Treva. Hi, I didn't get to hear everything, but I've been blessed about what I heard. And I'm going to go back to the archives and listen as soon as I get off the program in. But I just been going through some things, and God has given me some direction, and I got to obey God. So I just need to pray about that.
She need a prayer about
I'm obeying God. I've been going through some things. I feel like I'm in the lion's den, but God has given me some direction.
Okay.
And I know He's with me.
Okay.
Amen. Yes, Lord Jesus. Amen. You know, it reminds me about my testimony of all the stuff I went through. I guess you would call that the lion's den, I guess. But I thank God for you, Reverend Treva, because my favorite scripture was, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endured forever." That's Psalms 136, and I recommend that you read that whole book, and you will see that God has been with you all through your storms. And he'll continue to be with you no matter what, because he loves us that much, and his mercy do endure all things. So, Reverend Treva, I pray for you today in the name of Jesus that the Lord cover you and put a bubble around you, that these attacks from the enemy will come to you no more, that you may be lifted up and filled in the name of Jesus, to know that every step you make, God is making that step with you. And every time you can't walk, he is lifting you up in the name of Jesus. Because this storm too shall pass. The storms come in our lives so God can show that he is God. If you didn't have any storms, you would have no need for him. But he's letting you know that he needs you to come to him for whatever you need in the name of Jesus. These weapons that armed against you shall not prosper. That is his word. So if you got to stay in the line, then you. He tamed that line, so God going to tame whatever is coming after you. You be encouraged. You stay lifted up, because this too shall pass. God is lifting up a new you. He's lifting up every time that you go through something. It's for elevation that God has on the other side of. So you don't look at your storm right now. You look past that storm to see the glory of God on the other side of it. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen.
Jesus,
amen.
I receive
and
amen. That. I receive that. Thank you.
Who can about
God
it? See it in
our God. And I love all of you.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. God bless
you. God bless
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. There's something on the other side of this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to open a line for Pastor Price, and so that you can pray for her.
Okay.
Pastor Price?
Yes, glory to God. Glory to God.
Now, yeah, Pastor Price. Okay. I thank you for encouraging me on that book. I needed that. And I just want to pray for you, for all of those souls that are going to come to you, that are going to need you in order to pour out what's in them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I just want you to lift up Pastor Price in the name of Jesus, Father God. You have given her a great gift of publishing books, publishing people's stories, allowing people to vent to the pages of the book in order to get it out of them so that they may be healed. We don't understand the process of writing down
what's happening to you, but it gets them out of their suppressed area, and it brings up the things that you want to be healed so that they can pour out. They can pour out, and that others may be healed from what they're pouring out on those pages, Father God. I thank you for bringing Pastor Price into my life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, so I may know that you are confirming what you have told me to do in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We praise your holy name, Father God. And whatever Pastor Price is going through, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you got her. You got her.
Yes,
you will be able to get up. You will be able to walk all the way across the room in the name of Jesus. Now, this is between you and God in the name of Jesus. But he got you in the name of Jesus. You are healed. Pain no more in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And I praise your name, Father God. I worship you, Father God, because you are good and you are worthy to be praised. Get up out of that. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Healing right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you so much. I praise God. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Been praying about that walking. Been praying about that walking, Pastor Shirley. I went downtown today to the court. Went downtown to that courthouse today. And I said to my daughter, I said, so I'm going up them stairs. I'm going to walk because you have to walk up to the stairs. And as I got halfway up the stairs and I held on, getting up those stairs, then a man was in a truck. He said, those doors you're going to are closed. He said, them doors are closed. I said, oh. So I come back down. And I said, okay, y'all, take me down to the next set of stairs. So I went down to the next set of stairs and started, got out the car and got ready to get up those second set of stairs. And the man, by this time, he was out of his truck. And he come to me, and I said, you the man that was in the truck? He said, yes. He said, he said, where y'all going? And we told him where we were going. He said, no. He said, you know what? You go back in the car. Go around the corner. He said, if you'll go all the way around the corner, he said, there's an entrance where you don't have to go up or down a stair. All you got to do is walk in. And so, so God, I told him, I said, God sent you to me today. Glory to God.
Yes.
But I was still blessed to be out there walking today. And so I praise God for that word that you gave today and that the Lord prayed through, because it was about the walking, my ankles and my feet. I believe God, I received my healing.
Okay.
Thank God for it. So thank you, Pastor Shirley. The Lord had told me, he said, after you had prayed for her, you didn't ask her to pray for you. So I texted Apostle and asked her, would you pray for me? So God bless you, Pastor Shirley. Thank you for that prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
No problem.
I'm going back home.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a wonderful night this has been. Praise the Lord. Lots of testimony, prayers, confirmation, and all that. Amen. So right now we're just going to talk about what's going on Get 'Em Radio with our family of broadcast, just to let you guys know about that. And then we're going to have Pastor Shirley to come back and give us closing remarks and closing prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So on Get 'Em Radio, we have a family broadcast, and so our next broadcast is going to be on Sunday, Mother's Day. So I want to say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Praise God. Amen. And it looks like it just came so quick, but we're here the second Sunday in May. So Happy Mother's Day. We're going to have our church service. The East St. Louis Christian Center Church will be here on Get 'Em Radio on this Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Pastor Willie B. McCoy, Pastor Mom, is the pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. And Lord willing, she will be speaking on this Sunday. Amen. So we're looking forward to that. Hallelujah. On Monday, every Monday we have Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, and we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Praise God. And so she's an excellent Bible teacher. She's anointed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so that'll be 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and you dial the same phone number. Praise God. Then on a Tuesday, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And so we have that every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Talk about awesome. The Lord shows up. The presence of the Lord. We pray in tongues for 1 hour. And we have volunteers who, and anybody can volunteer, praise God. And the volunteers pray for in tongues for 15-minute in 15-minute increments. And then at the top of the hour, then we go into interpretation. Hallelujah. And say what the Lord has said to us. Amen. From Habakkuk 2:1. Praise God. So it's just been an awesome time in the Lord for Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Then on this Wednesday, it is the second Wednesday, and that is May the 12th. And we only do this on the second Wednesday, so mark your calendars now. Set your cell phone alarms for the second Wednesday of the month. We're having prophetic healing. Amen. We have the healing community, and we have Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. Praise God. So we'll what happens is that the Lord reveals the ailments that will be healed on the broadcast before anybody calls in. People call in, and what God reveals, he heals. Hallelujah. And we have seen so many healings. Glory to God. I'm trying to remember, I would say the most healings that have happened during a broadcast, but the interesting part is that some people, and they get healed after the broadcast has gone off, and they send us text messages and let us know that they got healed. Some people don't even request healing, and God reaches out and still heals them. Hallelujah. So if you know someone who's going through something, please have them to call. You call in for them, but it's best if they can call in, and we pray for them. And glory to God, God touches, and they will get healed by the Spirit of the true and living God. Amen. Because God wants you to be healed. Hallelujah. So that's on Wednesday, May 12th, and that would be 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, the same phone number. Hallelujah. You call the exact same phone number that you called tonight, 516-418-5699. Amen. And this takes us back to next Thursday. We're going to have our Pastor Shirley Bird back with us next Thursday, and we're going to be talking about the ministry that God has her involved in. Amen. How God started out, you know, or how God told her to get into the ministry, starting the love outreach ministry, and all that. We're going to talk about that next week, and I'm excited about it. Amen. And I want to say again, Pastor Shirley's Cash App is $SBird17. S is in Shirley. SBird, B-Y-R-D. Amen. Hallelujah. So as the Lord leads you, sow into the woman of God. Bless the woman of God. Hallelujah. He's brought her through many dangers, toils, and snares. Amen. Because he's got something for her to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I believe that that's all of our announcements today. It may be one more that I want to talk about. I think maybe some of you recall our friend Janie Sims. Evangelist Janie Sims, when she was here back in February, and we had a virtual tent meeting with her being here with us. And I wanted to just kind of announce what she's doing lately. The Lord has provided tents for her. And so what they want to do is have a tent dedication on, I believe that's a Saturday, May the 15th. They want to dedicate this, I think it's more than one tent that they have, yes. That's Saturday after this Saturday, on the 15th of May. Let me see. Okay, here it is. At 12 noon, there's a tent dedication, the 15th of May, 12 noon, Sandy Creek Park, 2545. You know, if you want all of the information, text me. I'll send it to you as well, but I'll finish telling you. It is 9001 Old Lime Ferry Road in Hillsboro, Missouri. So, and there, everybody's bringing a covered dish with them, and they're going to dedicate the tent. Hallelujah. Her ministry is called 3-in-1 Worldwide Ministries. So you can also go on Facebook, or just Google 3-in-1. It's the number 3, the letter N as in Nancy, and the number 1. And then it's Worldwide Ministries. Praise God. So if you want me to send you the information, just text me, and I will send it to you. But I know that this dedication on the 15th is going to be some kind of awesome. Amen, amen, because she was on fire. She just talked to the Lord about, you know, that she wanted a tent. People began to give. Hallelujah. And so we praise God. Now it's going to be dedicated. Okay, Pastor Shirley, one more thing, and then we'll get to your closing remarks and closing prayer. I just feel just led by the Lord to just give people an opportunity to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior. And my sister kind of said something about this, but I say, even if you're listening to this in the future, in 2055, which is the year that I will turn 100, if you're listening even in the future, you can still pray this prayer and be born again. Amen. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Hallelujah. So he wants you. He loves you. He loves you so much that you are to die for. Hallelujah. And he actually did die for you. And to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior is Romans 10:9, where it says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. So confessing with your mouth is simply saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe what the Bible says, what Jesus said in the Bible. In his word, believe it, hallelujah, and then just say a prayer, and you will receive. Yeah, it sounds simple because he made it simple. He wanted us to get it, hallelujah. He wanted us to get saved. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. I believe you died for me. I ask you to come into my heart, to my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know to your word, I am saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So we just commit and commend you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, for just touching them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Thank you for complete and total. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Salvation in you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You made old things new. You made all things new. And we thank you for it even right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. And in Jesus' name. And Lord God, we ask you to touch them, fill them with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to talk right. Hallelujah, and power to get to know you in every area of their lives. Hallelujah, and we want to invite you to become a part of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Call in this Sunday, amen, at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Hallelujah, and what's so important is that you go to a Bible-believing church for you now. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, Pastor, Pastor Shirley, I want you to do closing remarks, but we have an urgent prayer request that came in. Pastor Rita, she said, pray for her leg and her feet keep swelling. She has a neck pain on the right side. And her blood pressure is low. And so we're asking Pastor Shirley to pray, and we're asking everyone to join in on this prayer for Pastor Rita. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Go ahead and pray.
Amen. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, if we ask that you look over Pastor right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, she's asking for healing in her body, Father God. Father God, we ask that you regulate that blood pressure. Let the swelling go down in the name of Jesus. Take the fluid off her body, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask for a mass healing right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, we know not what the issues is or what the problem is causing it, Father God, but we know you are a healer. You say, all we have to do is ask you, and it shall be done in the name of Jesus. We're calling on you, Lord, Father God, to touch her body, Father God, in a mighty way, Father God, that she may be able to move and walk and not have the knot on the side of her leg, Father God. Let it go down, Father God. As we are speaking now to you, Father God, interceding on her behalf, Father God, let the swelling go out. Let the blood pressure go down. Whatever other healing in her body that she needs right now, we ask that you deliver it right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. You know what she's in need of, Father God. You know she has been asking you for, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. You say, ask, it shall be given. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Ooh, thank you,
Lord God. We thank you, Lord. Even right now, the healing is manifesting, and we give you praise for it, Lord. Amen, and amen. All right, Pastor Shirley, you can give us your closing remarks.
Ooh, this has been wonderful. I didn't think I would be able to do it, but it's. I just want to let everybody know there is healing in your testimony. That it's a freedom from bondage, because when we don't share our testimonies or tell what has happened to us, we're not free. We're holding on and we're protecting those that harmed us, and it's. God don't give us our testimony for us. It's for to share for someone else. So when we hold on to it, we're stopping someone else from reaching their healing. So I encourage you today to open up your mouth and do what the Lord has told us to do, and that's to tell our testimonies. So, and that's all I have. I'm looking forward to next week. And I appreciate everybody that called in, and thank you for all your comments and all the prayers from my church, Peace Tabernacle Church, Bishop Brownlee's, and I just thank all the people at my lovely church for being supportive of me. And thank you, Pat, Apostle Kizzy. You've always been a great friend, and you've always encouraged me, and I really did enjoy it. You said we was going to have a great time in the Lord, and I really did. I didn't know all that was in me, but I thank God for allowing me to share. And with that, that's all I have.
Amen. Close us out then.
All right, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for bringing us all here today, Father God, because you designed the ones you wanted to be here. You designed the ones that needed to hear, Father God. And as it go in the archives, Father God, let others be able to hear and know that they are not alone. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let it heal somebody that was in need of this topic today, Father God. In the name of Jesus, and know that you are there no matter what. That you are the master of it all, and that you will heal us on the inside out. In Jesus' name, Father, as we go forth into our many destinations, into our many dreams, Father God, we ask that you cover us and comfort us and keep us, Father God, until we meet again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Look forward to seeing you next week, Pastor, and all
you
of
too.
You. Love you all. Have a blessed night.
Okay.
Yeah. Y'all tell me.